Is that what they call balls huevos? Because they feel and look like eggs?
What?
What?
Balls.
You have balls, what?
College.
No. No, no, he had those on four hands. He's poor. He had to work for everything.
Bitch kid.
Ew.
Let's hear the story.
You do realize it was with your brother, right? You do realize it was with your brother, right?
Do with anything.
Oh, that's what it is. The Listerine strip in my vagina.
Yep, the Listerine, yep.
What the fuck is that doing?
It, like, on my face or, like, in my mouth. I swallow. Like, I'm not a quitter. I will swallow. But...
Yes. Now, I'm about to go make me a motherfucking cheesesteak.
We already knew it.
No, we good.
We good. We got the earring.
All right, everybody, welcome to a very special episode of Bay Chan After Dark. I'm your host, Mike Hennessy, 215. I understand y'all don't even know who really talking right now, but you can see your fingers moving. You know what I mean? It is what it is. This one.
Spider Cam, are you R. Kelly?
He is definitely R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. I'm Jay being Ric Flair.
He's the R. He's the R.
don't listen.
And he gonna beat me.
Don't put me on tails like that. Don't do that.
R. Kelly is a sin.
Listen, it is what it is. So. Like I said, once
again, it is what it ain't.
It is what it is. Mike in the C205. Like I said, welcome to a special episode of Bay Chan After Dark, where we talk about everything sex and sex and more sex and freaky shit and titties. And then that little chocolate one down at the bottom right. Where's she at? Right there. That little chocolate one right there. Take a peek. Yeah, look at it. And then we got the kittens right here next to me. The kittens in this bitch. Hey.
All right.
Got my guy Cardi right here.
I'm backstage, man.
He backstage is waiting to come on a party. You know, he's trying to get in the party some type of way. Bang, there you go, right there. Hey. Anyway, so now we got special guests. Actually, two hosts from the WAP. I'm saying it right?
From the WAP.
The WAP.
Say how you
WAP
need to
Wednesdays.
Say.
WAP Wednesdays in the house. We got. My God, Amazing Spider Cam.
You know, it's Amazing Spider Cam. The limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheel dealing son of a gun that could kiss any woman watching the stream and Ooh. Make her cry.
Woo! I put the money out. Oh,
it will put money.
Hey,
now we could pay today. We could pay today, ladies. Hey, look, we could pay today.
Hey, look, we do something strange for some change.
I was going to say, it was more than $40.
I'd break the bank for this one, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so we got Miss Pinky Senpai. Tell them what you're wearing, Pinky. Let them know what it is.
We've got the big vampire lady herself, Lady Demetrius.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
All the titties
for y'all. Hey, my cousin, listen, if my cousin is watching this, he about to be in your DMs like real quick and I'll play.
Listen, we got 300 to step on me right now. That's all.
got the big
oh, she got to move for you. Listen, man. Listen,
that's tough. You're going to be hurting it. Five is my biggest offer. That's all I can do. All
right.
I'll die afterwards, obviously.
Directly in my screen, we got Bitch Kittens, a.k.a. Thick Kittens. Who are you, Thick Kittens? And let them know.
Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. What beloved God, bitch.
Rick and Morty.
Like
it's a good fucking show.
Yeah, it is.
It's fucking weird because of how they talk. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It's confusing the shit. But anyway. And then right there, my guy next to me, we got the Cardi Experience. Tell him who you are today, brother.
Hey, it's Jitsu from Demon Slayer. Got the drip and all that shit.
Got the drip.
That's the earrings.
Got that drip drip.
Got the sword and everything.
Got the drippy drip out of this bitch. Anyway. Right, so and that right below is kind of like in a little spot over there. We got Sugar. Sugar. Who
Sugar.
The hell are you? Hi. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, it's definitely her favorite time of the year. So I'm gonna do this bitch big. Like, hey, listen, that's on fire. Who are you?
I'm actually a purge nun. Forever purge.
Nice, nice. Listen, you hooked that shit all the way up. That shit.
Listen, listen. I got 1,000 for you to be my sleep paralysis unit. For the night.
Doc McStuffins.
Damn.
Actually, that was the first thing that came to my mind too.
Damn.
I was like, oh, okay.
With the King Kid song, do you like Doc McStuffins?
What'd you say?
The pink headphones.
Oh yeah.
Signature. Kiss. Listen, she came in with her own shit. You know you a thug when you come to somebody else's shit with your own shit. Like, I want to use that.
Yeah, I want your shit.
Right. Anyway, last but not least, the chocolate one herself, the Royal Gem. What you doing over there?
I am Morticia tonight. Excuse me.
Nice.
Yes.
So yes.
She got that shit in her head too.
You can call me Mrs. Adams.
Mrs. Adams. Nice. All right, everybody. This is Bay Chan After Dark. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow Blurred Approved Entertainment on all social media sites. We are fucking back on Facebook, and we happy as shit about that because I know this shit about to pop a little bit. I really can't see what's on the screen. So it is what it is. I'm kind of going blind right now because I kind of forgot our fucking topics at the same time. But I'm going to wait till Otis pop them bitches up for us because then I'm going to just, you know, swag off of that a little bit. So got to improvise real quick. But anyway, remember.
We did our quick 30 day, but we
back. We did our jail time. That shit was horrible. I don't want to go to jail for shit. I don't go to jail for shit. So. Yeah. As you go, positions to die for or in. Basically, huh?
Yeah.
No. We're not going back to jail today. Hell no. We ain't going back to jail. Not today. He said we going back to jail.
All these titties on the screen.
All these titties straight up like, we watched it the last titties. Time. Y'all had y'all think you're going to throw some titties on here? Where?
Where?
No, I'm saying pull them. No, all right, never mind.
My brother's children, damn it, they're there.
No, we can't do that. This is a PG-based show.
It is tasteful titty.
It's tasteful
titty. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
I like that.
Allegedly. All right, but anyway. So, like I said, coming as you go, positions to die for or in. If you're going to die, how you trying to die? You want to die fucking some type of way? We can't talk positions or anything right now. We gonna keep
hold on. The answer to Facebook user is Jay Lethal as Ric Flair. So I'm two characters in one.
Yeah.
He'll figure
your
it out.
Inception character is not.
Hey, look.
It got to be the braids. It's the braids.
It's the braids. It's the braids. Oh, the Cardi is actually in the screen really, really
quick. What if you don't
know? He's just going to pick up. He's just moving real quick.
Wait, not your brother.
You know.
You're good.
But anyway, we continue on as we go. This is a ratchet show. You got to understand. Things is happening as we go.
This is love and hip-hop quality right here.
No, he said it's love and hip-hop quality. Wow. The diss track that he just threw at us just now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What you mean? I love y'all.
I feel you. All right, so next one, Otis, give me that for me real quick. Spider need to have a woo battle with someone.
Woo! Who's he supposed to be?
Ric Flair.
And you Doc McStuffins.
Ric Flair?
Doc
McStuffins, damn it.
You're not Doc McStuffins.
Like
risky business. Shirt. Worst scenarios to have sex in. To have sex in, basically... Like a area, like if you want to have sex, probably like swimming and, you know, with sharks or some shit like that.
Now the worst position to have sex in while in a horror movie.
Yeah,
we're in Halloween theme. Where's the theme, guys?
I thought it was like, yeah, anyway.
No horror. And the theme tonight is horror.
Yes.
Horror.
I mean, shit, if you swimming with some fucking Jaws, Jaws is hard enough for you. I ain't trying to swim with his ass either. He big as shit.
I mean, that shit is avoidable, though.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so is that we just have two, right?
It's
just
basically just
and two. And then the worst, I think, not position, but worst scenario, like a 38th of night
That's what I was really talking about. Yeah, right. I was alluding to that one. Okay, so
Dawn of the Dead type, the Walking Dead, like those.
We had a conversation about the Walking Dead, and we need to elaborate that on this one right here, because that was some bullshit. Everybody thinking that you should get pregnant in the Walking Dead, you tripping?
Fuck no.
The whole fucking zombie apocalypse, you trying to bust them up, right?
We're not trying to bird box this, not trying to...
Exactly, that's exactly why you have to, unfortunately, might have to kill your kids off.
Oh, shit!
Because...
I
said it out there. I put it out there.
She went
for said
drugs.
What she said.
She
said we running out of
food. But hold on, time out. So now it's not fair, because... You fucked and created the kid. Now the kid gotta die.
No. I'm talking about my existing kids.
I guess.
They might have.
I guess.
I'm not making any more. And we might have to take out the existing ones. Are they too loud? They can't follow the rules?
They can't follow the rules. Existing kids are old enough that they should be able to be quiet.
So I guess it's an error based thing, right? So now in that error, these little people.
They gotta be off.
Okay. So it's all about your parental skills at this point. So
it is. Thank you, Facebook. I'm with kittens.
Exactly. How much your kids respect you?
I'm with kittens. Oh, when you follow kittens, you're going to disaster. Obviously, so you know. Don't follow kittens because your ass is dead. She might eat your kids. So.
No. Oh my God.
And I don't. Mean
I'm pretty sure everybody got.
You don't know which type of kid she's going to be eating. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure every kid got that look in a convenience store by their parents. It's just like, it's your ass when I get home.
I'm the Jasmine. I'm swallowing.
Yeah,
we're gonna swallow.
Yeah,
Cardi is setting up shop over there right now, y'all. This man about to.
So hold on, nobody can shoot the club up during a zombie apocalypse.
Why would you do that?
Wow.
Okay. So before we even get to that, let's go ahead and. Let's make sure this happens first. So,
put this special lady in there.
Aww. Look at her. He revealing to the world what it is, y'all. So when y'all hear Cardi talk that bullshit, just know it is not real. Cardi, tell him about who's with you right now, good brother.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, to get to my Nezuko.
Listen.
She like she about to go upside your head.
God, come on, you need to put some effort in that high. Like, put it in the mouth.
Put that bamboo in your mouth, anime. Put that bamboo in your mouth.
Damn.
Put it in your mouth.
Put the bamboo in your mouth, anime.
I told you to keep the fucking bamboo in
your
mouth.
Yes, I told you.
Keep taking the bamboo out your mouth. Next time, you go back on the bamboo. Next time.
Listen, real shit though. Like, if we go on a supply run, I can't find no Trojans, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta pull out every time. That's crazy.
Yes.
What's wrong with you? That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Now.
No. Nigga. Yes.
You must pull out. Yes.
We find a good civilization. I got the hen dog on me. Something's gonna happen, you know. Just like,
first of all, you got him in the apocalypse. That shit is crazy.
Like, why you got
him? It was a good day. It was a good day.
That's what you stocked up on.
You could possibly get away with getting some bites.
No bite.
Because you had time a little bit before they started killing everybody off.
Damn.
But when it comes out like 20 days later, those World War Z zombies, you fucked.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Can't
fuck with
them. Oh, the ones that can run real quick.
Yeah.
In that situation, y'all tell.
What about the ones that start to learn?
Oh,
yeah.
Those.
No.
Listen, for me to stay alive, let me teach the zombies how to fuck, okay? And then, you know, that's how I'm going to stay alive.
Zombies how to fuck.
Teach the zombies how to be nice.
I have to stay alive one way or another, so I kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Is that kind of
necrophilia?
Exactly. You realize that's a dead body.
I'm not fucking. It's like the mannequin for the CPR training. Pull out your. You know what I'm saying? You ain't tonguing the mannequin.
Still have to kiss the mannequin, though.
Right.
Your tongue's out there.
You close enough to the zombie to teach it how to kiss and suck dick and trust it to not bite you?
Listen.
Whoa, right. Whoa. Whoa. Listen.
You could have
slow down. Let's slow down a little bit.
A lot of questions.
Cut that shit off.
Damn.
Right, hold on, y'all.
I'm going to be alive.
Before we continue with the conversations, because we definitely even steered off track, we gotta make sure that we do our thing to help us get this money real quick.
All right.
My pinky is back, so we can hit this thing running. You know what I mean? Listen, man, we got this Cash App, and I'm excited to talk about this shit. This nigga's been getting some money, and he got our fucking money. He got our shit right now. I'm tired of this.
Hold our money hostage and shit.
Hey, Roy, you got one more time to bounce up like that, girl. Them thing coming out, you know what I mean?
They not coming out. They take up real nice.
Take him in.
That sucks.
Anyway.
He was one to nip slip.
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
but
falling
Janet.
Off and
shit. Come on, Janet. He said, "Come on, Janet."
You
grab it. Come on. Hey, before we say something, can y'all hear Cardi? Well,
not really.
No.
Shit, they can't hear you.
Oh. He's too far away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do this. Feedback once.
No.
That sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy.
I couldn't hear it.
I don't know.
What are you using?
Yeah, I see what they say.
All right. I'll go back.
It's a napkin. I just put the contacts in and they're watery.
Gotcha.
There we go. We got a little $3 donation. We got $3 donation from the Rockstar.
Oh, Rockstar, good luck on that donation once again, Rockstar. Rockstar always giving out donations.
That's
Rockstar got somebody. Rockstar got the stimmy.
No, that's I can't say that out loud.
Rockstar got the stimmy.
Somebody in here fucking Rockstar.
Yeah, sucking dick for money.
Oh, hey yo.
Who said it? I suspect R. Kelly.
I don't know. I'm high. No money.
I thought that's what
I'll ask again. Rockstar
little
something.
You sugar baby?
She's putting on another room card?
Yeah, we'll
all right, see y'all in a second. Anyway, back to the shits. Listen, I can't lie to you. This shit is fun. Niggas moving around and shit. Fucking show up just a little bit.
A little bit on a lot.
Kittens is fucking toasted. God damn it. Yo, this is even funnier when you see it in person. I'm looking at her. She looking at me like, what?
Words?
What language are you speaking right now?
Yeah.
Anyway, so like I said, if you get a chance, can you pull up the Cash App for us so everyone can see it? Even though Rockstar knew what to do with it, everybody else that's watching it don't know what to do with that thing yet. Well, y'all about to find out right now because Pinky Senpai got something for that.
I've been looking for it.
Shit.
It's not in his bed.
This is definitely a Love & Hip Hop episode. That's what I'm talking about. And he's smoking too. We got our producer smoking too.
Listen, it's Money Side Bay Chan AD. That's all you need.
The cheek's about to be falling apart as he's hit.
No, still shout out to you, Rockstar. We appreciate it.
Shout out. Thank you.
Doing your thing.
Rockstar, friend of the show.
Right. What was it again, Cam? It's $
Dollar sign Baytan AD. You can support. We're struggling in here.
Oh, like turn it towards us? You can, yeah.
I feel like next year I should do Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
That would definitely work. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? That's definitely
that's one of my favorite.
I'm gonna be
okay, so year. Before we go off, you're going to have to.
Okay, I'm
coming. Yeah, there we go.
Anyway.
What's happening?
Yeah, changing the color, but we gotta talk about where we at. And, you know, we got to plug the business because this is hell yeah, you're the representative.
What is happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
I'm a
just tell them, like, we're so.
I can't tell what direction. All
right, so we are at. Hold on. I got it. We are at Metro Esports Gaming. So, Warminster, PA. They graciously let us use this room so we can do this show because we were up here for an event tonight. So, they said, you know, you use our studios and stuff like that for everything. And they had to spend a dime about it, so that's the part that's beautiful right now about it. So, introduce y'all to Mississippi with Love.
Hey y'all. Hey. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Thanks for coming to Metro and recording. See y'all. I
appreciate you.
They said I appreciate you. Anyway, so
are they frozen as fuck down there? Looking like green apple Jolly Ranchers.
They look like a they look like a Ludacris video, like they about to do like something. But anyway, how they frozen?
They do.
Like, yeah, that's a little decent. Though. I like that.
We in the green room now, y'all.
Hey. The literal green room.
Right. The little legit green room.
I'm on tomorrow. Okay. Bye bye.
Green apple Jolly Ranch is a good flavor.
Huh? Yeah, it is.
No, you can come in if you want. I just don't want you to echo. You want to dance?
What is happening?
Just you want to dance?
Okay. Dancing? Right.
No, I can't dance.
Man's dancing.
Right, who's dancing?
Nobody.
Dancing?
Anyway, so let's get to our first topic.
Hey, Gina. Shout out to Gina.
What's up, Gina?
Our co-host, Siren.
She got an actual knife in your hand?
It looks fake.
She took that joint.
Listen, leave the knife at 3 a.m. That's all right.
No, that's real.
Oh.
That quarantine movie when they're like, oh, fuck, I'm too high.
Oh, that quarantine movie. Yeah, that was gross.
Oh.
Those skin was like all falling off. Like, they were all infected and shit.
It wasn't even all like his fault, really.
So once again, y'all, thank everybody. Thank y'all for joining us. And now we got to get to these topics. We ain't got that long. So first topic, worst scenarios to have sex in. That's not the first one, is it?
That's what we're.
I don't think there was a particular order.
Coming in. We can work on it now.
Worst scenarios to have sex in. So we're going to basically start it all. Just go ahead and straight quick to it. Spider Cam, go ahead. Worst scenario for you, brother?
Well, I would have to say probably like Jeepers Creepers, because you know you're just in some isolated area in the middle of nowhere. I mean, the game is survival. So I mean, the fucking's probably the last thing you won't fuck on that bus. But I guess, or in the field or something like that, but he's just gonna get picked off by this monster. So but I think yo, that might be the worst.
Because he was going around like grabbing things that he needed, right?
Please say don't want your dick.
Huh?
You know me too well.
But you don't say he wants your dick. So he pulling out niggas pants and just like, yeah, this is the one right here.
This that one.
This the one right here.
Just that smash one. Smashing dicks. This the one.
He's trying out dicks. You kill it. You can take it.
Oh my God.
Wait, it depends on who my partner's possessed by.
I would be freaked out either way. If my partner's possessed, I turn around. That's not
I mean, do they look possessed? Can I tell that they're possessed? Are they possessed by a sex demon? Like, what is the possession here?
I did see that. I did see that on the show. And the person that got possessed by their own sibling. So the guy was like having sex with the sister and thought he was having sex with his girlfriend, but she was possessed.
Oh,
that's called incest, though, right?
It's crazy because it's always some type of freak
shit. Is it?
Some creepy shit. Like,
I don't know why when you were describing that, the leprechaun movie came to mind.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single leprechaun
movie. It was evil.
Really? They are the fuck terrible. Really? They're hilarious. You should definitely watch them when you're high.
They are very
I used to be so afraid when I was a kid.
His face and those.
I mean, the leprechaun is scary, but like.
And little leprechaun movements.
If she's on top and her head's spinning, and she's puking green stuff. I mean, it's not looking too good.
I mean,
I want to don't lend the player on top of me, please.
I mean, that also makes me think of Muriel from Courage the Cowardly Dog when there was a possessed mattress and she was sleeping on it and it took over. That episode scarred me for life, man.
Oh my God.
That episode I couldn't do.
It was a couple episodes of Courage the Cowardly Dog that scarred me. That one, What was he saying? Where's the one with the, he had the little hair right there and right there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Where's the scab?
Yeah, where's the scab? Yeah. Something like that. That shit scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want to know where the scab
is. Oh, my goodness. I just had to turn my lights on in my room.
I was going to ask the same thing. Like, your only problem with this, Cam, is the puke.
Right.
The puke is an issue. If you're just I mean, you just throw it in the thermal.
Anyway, take the rest, but the puke's the issue.
This is something cute, right?
I mean, she wants to make eye contact, so she turned her head around while she's riding it.
How many strokes do I have left? How many strokes do I have left till I'm done? That's the main issue.
I go to the bathroom. I'm right back.
You can't do that.
Let the woman take a bathroom break. You gotta hold it.
A bathroom break.
Listen, I've been drinking water since I got in this jar, yo.
Man, we don't have no commercials.
Play the commercial.
Listen.
I'm Jake from the
I'll be right back because I gotta go to the bathroom.
play Jake from State Farm. Gone. Too.
And I'm gonna leave proudly and creep my ass out of here and come back with a gun.
What?
I got a big ass gun in here.
What are you doing? What?
I mean, Cam is not alone. Jasmine is clearly with the shits.
Like newscasters across the show.
I don't know, Jasmine. I just don't know.
I don't really got questions about that one. Like,
I bet she got hers when her head is fucking rotated 360.
How bad is the possession? Like, can I keep fucking? Or like,
do they look all boily and shit? Or is it just like?
I'm just saying, how many strokes do I have left? If I got four, I'm finishing. If I got like 20, then it's like, whoa, guy.
We already got to be there.
Nah. Let me get these four off, and we can call Ghostbusters later.
In real life, I don't need an actual experience with it.
I mean, this is a sex demon. I could be down for that, maybe. But other than that, like, you're talking about his rotating and puke, and you just going, so how many strokes I got left?
If I got three strokes, it's a wrap. It's just like, I'm not, it is what it is.
No, that movie Phantasm, that Phantasm movie with the spinning ball, metal ball, I don't want to have sex during that. He does some freaky shit with that ball. Ball I can like turn into like any sort of saws or whatever, and it was like some they would just kill you. They would fly. He would make them fly and kill you. Phantasm. Oh, no. There was like six.
What about the normal? Just like if Freddy got you in the dream and you're having sex in the dream, are you letting Freddy just do what he needs to do, or are you gonna be like, whoa, hold up, this is some good stuff going on right here? But let me get mine, and then you can all.
Freddy movies. Freddy is not going to
stop for that. Freddy's gonna kill you during.
Yeah, the tall man, exactly.
Freddy's definitely gonna kill you, like regardless. But at least I'm going
anything
out.
Anything with creepy dolls, I can't do it.
Yeah,
nah, we're not fucking in some little creepy dolls running all over the place, and they're trying to kill us. The puppeteer movies, nope. Mm-hmm. Pinocchio scarred the fuck out of me. Anything with fucking dolls, we're not having sex.
You're gonna let Chucky with the doll hands. You know what I'm saying?
They have a Pinocchio filter on Snapchat right now, but whoa, it looks like a dick. Like it moves like a dick. Yeah, I was fucking with it today. I was like, why is it moving like that? Yeah, I was like,
it really did.
Right.
I mean, how are you telling?
Like, why are you moving? I'm not even moving.
What filter is it?
It has a picture on it. It's like red.
Why does Snapchat have a filter that puts eggplant emojis on your face?
Really? Let me see it.
Like,
you're basically saying
you want dick on your face.
I know. Like, what do you use that for?
Actually, you're saying you want two dicks on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random. Bam, bam.
Recommended dosage. Two dicks.
Two.
Minimum. Two dick minimum.
Two dick minimum. I'm over here trying to find this damn Pinocchio.
I can't remember that was gross. That was so old.
It's not haunted house.
No, that was so
scary. I remember that shit.
Yeah. Yep. He was fucking the shit out of Annabelle.
Wasn't Annabelle was a clown? He was fucking the clown. Yeah.
Or like, it was a clown. Yep, it was a clown. And then the clown was like, my turn, and then like a wooden dick came out.
A wooden dick?
No. It was something. It was his dick in there. It dragged him under the bed.
The clown tried to grab him under the bed, but he didn't know that the guy was gay. And he was like, yo, let's go.
He fucked that clown up. The clown's faces were like kept popping up out from under the bed. Those were hilarious. I was like, but it was also like, I feel really bad for that clown.
I felt bad for the clown.
His face was like, I felt bad for the clown.
Why would you feel bad? That's definitely two different movies. Why do you feel bad for the clown? The clown wasn't the dick.
It could be.
No, the clown didn't.
No, the clown didn't. The clown was trying to fuck with him, and then he was like, oh, yeah, bet. And then switched up, flipped the table.
Mike back on his water pee.
Because if I was trying to record right
here,
I don't
want to
pull something
out. Oh, yeah. That was a scary movie, too.
There we go.
I didn't know that was a scary movie, too. The girl was getting fucked by the ghost.
I mean, that did happen, too.
It was clean as fuck afterwards.
Wait, no, didn't he have, like, ghost crabs or something? Or she gave him right? He was, like, itching and stuff in the bed. It was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
He was disrespectful.
He was.
What's the name gone so far off topic? I didn't find the dick filter.
Don't worry about it. That's how it works.
It's a Pinocchio filter.
She said it looked like a dick on your face.
It does. It
looks like a dick on my face.
But it's a Pinocchio
filter. Dick?
It really does look like a dick.
Hold on. Who face?
Wait, well, hold on.
There's an eggplant one.
It's like a dick on who face?
It looks like a dick on the face.
On your face?
Not on anybody's face. It's a filter.
Face. Whoever's face that you put Pinocchio on.
Phrasing.
Oh, something we were saying at one of our. I took responsibility for nothing, y'all. I was like, did she say my mask like a dick?
No.
I'd tear somebody up with this chin. You fuck out.
Is it sharp?
You're trying to make motherfuckers bleed.
Is it sharp?
She really chuckled to make her bleed real quick. I did. Anyway, so, everybody went, right?
I don't know if anybody did.
You just saw off into something else.
I'm just a host. That's all. I'm really just.
Yes, I remember that. It was Susie. All the movies, Jasmine. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jasmine. All right. You know,
she got the fucking movie facts.
She does.
All right, so
Jasmine waiting for that 3 a.m. fucking paralysis sex demon to come through and just like a nice tonight.
Like that, like that one episode we talking about when you getting, you know, ghost dick in your mouth and some shit like that. Remember that shit y'all talking about?
When you yawn, you get ghost dick in your mouth.
Every time you yawn, a ghost nut in your mouth or put a dick in your mouth. Cardi, you ever get ghost dick in your mouth?
That is a wild question.
I welcome that, and hopefully they can.
You said ghost pussy. Hey, look, I agree. I just want to see. But like, yeah,
that is a wild question.
You might have got me once or twice. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no right answer for that question. It's like, damn.
Right, you can't put yourself in that. Put you in a bad situation immediately.
Right.
We're gonna move on to the next topic.
I guess.
Yeah, if we ever finish that topic.
Right. I mean, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We are all. I don't know where we're at. I'm just kind of guesstimating.
This
you know
is
what
the next topic. What's going on with your fingers?
Why that shit look crazy? I'm just doing shit. You know, it's just like, yeah.
The door is closed.
He's definitely hot. He on something. Listen, what's the worst sexual position to die in a horror movie? That's the topic.
What's the, okay, coming as you go, positions to die for or in.
I don't think there's one.
I want to start it. You want to go ahead? You want to start it? Because I'll start it. That's what I'm saying. I know the fucked up
sexual. Put the water down, Hennessy. No more bathroom breaks. Snacks.
Water down. Anyway, so for me personally, I think the most fucked up position to die in would be if a girl is on top. I'm just me personally. If a girl is on top of you, and you know, she got her, you know, head back and she, oh shit, you sitting there getting it, oh, you tearing that shit up. And next thing, those sword come through that bitch right into you too. Like y'all both just sitting there. Like a fucking, she's staked up and you sitting there looking up at that shit with just bleeding everywhere. She bleeding all over you now. It's just a fucked up situation at this point.
Ironically, that's the best way in the world for me to go.
About that you're about to die.
Huh?
You're worried about the awkwardness? Not that you actually, that you're about to die.
It might be like a combination of both on a row. Okay. Like, can you imagine you could say, oh, shit. Oh shit, like it's a double oh shit. Like you got stabbed and then she all fucked up over top, your titties bleeding and shit now. I'm knowing me, I'm like, oh.
No, really? Not the death of the titties. That's
disrespectful. That shit
not the not the moans.
not the moans. One titty, one good time, one more before time. I go.
It's stupid.
Oh, that's shit. Crazy. See, ironically, I feel like that's the opposite. I would much rather die on top than like
damn.
Be getting taken it from the back or
no,
like
this is all horror rock star. I guess that is a horror movie in this sort of a big nigga just dying on top of you.
And you're his mistress getting pinned underneath the body.
Imagine trying to call your dude, baby. I don't want to be pinned right now. Please help me get off of me.
I don't want to be. I would not want to be under somebody who dies because at that point, I'm like, you're still in me.
All that weight be on you. You can't get up.
I don't want a dead person's dick in me. That's gross.
If the dead you're a necrophiliac now.
That's crazy.
I never wanted that.
That's man, ice
cold dick. I didn't sign up for that.
ice cold dick.
You have to register.
Y'all imagine having an ice cold dick inside.
I was a victim, and now I'm a freshman.
Now you're a freshman.
I wanted to make those, like, popsicle dicks.
Huh?
That's a dick, like, or a frozen dildo. What if somebody likes that? The freezing
sensation,
right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Freeze.
Actually, people do like. Like ice,
yeah.
She got
temperature play is a thing.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Y'all like, so y'all like popsicle dicks now. Now y'all like popsicle dicks. Y'all
yeah, don't know about that.
I don't want to burn my coochie.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like I don't want my coochie to frost it.
It's not gonna frost shit. Frostbite?
You never had an ice cube?
You want to
be coochie free?
What's going on?
Oh my goodness. Oh, Jesus.
I got something to try now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so like, is it like frozen glass dildos or is it like frozen silicone dildos? Like, what
kind of dildos? You're saying like frozen, like liquid, and then you just let it melt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like a piece of ice shaped like a penis.
Maybe like
that's
too much ice. You can get
frostbite
like that.
Plastic on the outside. So I don't want no frostbite on the tip of my dick. Like that's all just fucked up. Like just that one little spot on my dick is just forever done. Like forever. No, nothing, never coming back to life. That little nerve.
No
right there,
sensation.
The other shit around it got sensation. That's bullshit.
Rockstar,
right there.
Know
what I'm
talking about.
You want
to see different from a whole dildo made of ice.
She's gonna hit you with that. She's gonna hit you with that text like put that dick in the freezer for a couple minutes on my way home.
Put that thing on ice for me real quick.
Put the dick in a box.
It's my dick in a box.
In the ice box.
Dick in the ice box.
In the ice box.
Yeah.
Y'all tripping, yo. He said put the dick in. Go get that cold for me. Like, what? Usually people want their shit warm. I want my shit cold at night. Cold like my heart. You have to do it.
Pull that meat out the freezer before I get home.
All right, so I started it off. So, Cardi, I would like for you to go. Your lady want to chime in? She can chime in and say some things too. What you think about
it? Yeah.
Now y'all both did. Y'all want to come up with your own situation.
Not my situation.
Not me.
I mean, I would never do that.
I give you a situation.
I would say skydiving.
Who the fuck is skydiving?
How would that work logistically?
In the air, am I coming?
I've seen it. There's a video. I've seen it.
Yeah. Name one skydiving horror movie.
You missed that
course. You're too worried about your balls, like, coming
flapping up.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not like they're gonna stretch.
She said she worried about the balls flapping at you.
Like, how do you stroke on a downward? It's all about the science, right?
She's right. She's telling me all about science right now. Shit. She already being technical with shit.
Position or the way I go in, but I guess the first one dying would be like wheelbarrow.
Listen, if you want terminal velocity, dick, that's
that's that final destination, dick.
Oh my god.
I feel like
skydiving sex is like Mission Impossible porn,
right?
Like, I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of how that would work. You're fighting the wind blowing up. Like, how do you find the hole to go in? Like, I don't understand.
You're doing it before? You're humping in the air while you're falling, you know.
But
you'll be fucked up, your dick fall out in the middle of that shit, and you kind of flat this way and shit, so now you struggling to get back. There's a whole flying
He just 40,000 feet in the air, zero rhythm.
Like, what's your stroke going to look like? Yeah. You're
going to get a stroke every, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
You're just going to try to, like, keep it in.
No, you got to turn her to the ground, and then the gravity will help push her into your dick.
The only person that can fuck like that is Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Put your pussy to the ground, baby. I'll show you how to do it. And then that's how he know how to get it done. We as civilians.
We civilians. We don't understand. We don't comprehend what he's doing right now.
Not as assisted. Skydiving.
Right, what about you?
It definitely ain't skydiving. I don't know. Yeah. I think Will Barrow definitely be fucked up.
Well, yeah. Or dying by deep throat.
I would probably
choking to death on dick.
Yeah.
And then you just sit there extra, you know, like a guy all extra strong. Like, imagine my character facing like that. You sucking his dick and he's sitting there and just choking you the fuck out with it, holding your head.
There's a hentai category where it's death by sex. Like, they legit want the character to die during sex. There's a whole genre.
Crazy as fuck.
And that's how I want to go out.
You trying to go out with a dick in your mouth?
And that's how I, not necessarily with a dick in my mouth, but I want to go out during sex. If I can make that happen, that's what I'm going for.
The real question is, do you want to choke on a dick or drown from the sperm? That's the real question.
Well, so I have to die like that.
Kids killed.
Neither.
But a woman did actually die like that.
Make that a choice.
That's perfection to me. That's the perfect way to die. During sex.
Sky must have
to come as you go.
Pornhub search, jumping out of airplane stack. I'm sure it'd be like 5 videos.
At least. And they probably all would be very fair skinned people.
Right now.
Rockstar want to die having sex, so
hopefully everybody trying to die, just you know what I mean, just do your thing. Anyway, so Peggy Senpai, you go ahead. How you want to die, Ma?
So I was saying earlier, I'm like, you were describing that terrible situation where, like, she gets stabbed on top of you, and I'm like, if I'm gonna die during sex, I feel like that's the best. Like, if it has to be a gruesome kind of death, I want to be on top.
I don't want to be honestly. I don't want to, as crazy as it sounds, I don't want to hit from the back and die. I just think it's corny.
Well, it's not even that. I just feel like just if corny. They come find my body and I'm face down, ass up, and I'm dead, like I feel some type of way about it. Like there's no dignity in that. If I die on top, I at least kind of look like, hey, she was in that shit. She was in it. And I'm like, I would rather die in a power position than die looking like I was just taking strokes. I don't like that. So,
as Ric Flair would say, it's either jumping on and it is jumping off. So,
y'all know these Ric Flair quotes. These Ric Flair quotes is crazy. That's why his ass ain't in the wrestling business now. Freak ass boy. Anyway, so good stuff, Pinky. Sugar.
I'm over here looking at
I'm just going after the women with the titties right now. How you want to go off, Sugar? Come on. Is it the same?
Honestly, I didn't realize we had topics. I thought it was just costumes.
Costumes and conversation, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you got it. We're going to try and be professional.
Sex about jumping on an airplane.
I haven't found any, but I have found a lot of sex on airplanes.
If I had to die from sex, I guess I would want it to be like the best orgasm ever, and then my heart stopped or something, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's not a horror movie. You gotta let somebody kill you. Is the horror?
I don't.
Freddy can come up behind you and just rack your ass up and hold you in the air with a dick inside you.
I don't know. I guess, if he was having like.
I mean, he's killed
people. I don't want to die this way. I can't think of a way that I want to die this way.
Not actually real life, but if you had to pick it in a horror movie, like if you was in a horror movie, you could name anyone. You could say Michael Myers.
No, I have the perfect one.
Okay. I guess having like.
Saw.
Like ocean sex or something, and then like
ocean sex.
Yeah,
and then Jaws.
Or some there's some like virus going around the fish, and like you get attacked by like fish and dolphins and other shit.
Dolphins? Oh man, not the dolphins!
Nibbled to death by fish.
Yeah. She wants that dolphin rape.
Don't want that.
I heard dolphins people and doing shit too.
Sea lion.
That's a fun fact.
Sea lion.
Why would a sea lion hurt?
No, getting eaten by a sea lion.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Sorry, I thought you were talking about sea lion penis, and I was like, one, my mind was like, why do you know what that looks like? And two,
I don't know what it looks like. Now I'd like to Google it.
Are y'all really about to Google sea lion dicks? Like, what the?
That's a clip.
That is a clip.
That's a clip.
I think I'm gonna Google some sea lion dicks.
Sea lion dicks.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
I know you've Googled animal dicks before.
Ever Google duck dick?
Is bar duck actually?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I forgot kittens work in that field, so you know certain things.
Yes.
Cat dicks are barbed. Yes.
No.
She said duck dicks. It's just. Like,
duck dicks.
Those things are. Oh, God.
They shoot their dicks at you.
They shoot their dicks at the girl's vagina.
Listen, I'm not Googling duck dicks, but why do you know what a duck dick is like? That's the real question.
Yo, this is like, this a wild ass episode. She said these duck dicks is on their way.
Worst way to die is the siren call, the mermaid shit. So you just like you think you're getting yams, but no, you're just gonna get eaten. So I mean, your dick's hard, you're ready to go.
I'm changing my thought. Whole situation. And if you don't fuck this girl, if she come or she had an orgasm, you're going to die. And like shit, push up to a whole machine, you're digging like some type of vice grip, and you got to make this girl come. Or you're going to slice off and you're going to bleed out and die.
Don't show the dick on the stream. That's how you got banned last time.
Was it count as an animal dick? I don't want to just put it in an inbox. Said, that's all you need to do.
She gonna pull the dick off run. Y'all gonna see this dick tonight.
Why did you pull the dick off?
Y'all gonna get all these dumb dicks.
You said you
weren't
gonna Google it.
What's
you said you weren't gonna Google it. Hey, I can't find skydiving sex.
I can't find
it. But you found Hold on. She couldn't find skydiving sex, but you found a duck dick on the first try. What the fuck is going on?
Very specific.
Yo.
Duck dick, Google.
Oh, wait, hold on. There might actually be
skydiving. While we at it.
Why isn't I Googling duck dicks?
I don't know. Listen, while we at it, right, let kittens describe what the ducks do with their dicks. Like, as the duck is releasing, he shoots it off and kills female ducks because they don't want to give him the pussy.
What?
She said that they gang up on the duck and kill it.
They do because they're all trying to be
the duck and kill it. Sure. You already know.
Wait, but it was a cartoon. That was
no, wrong. She's actually saying that don't matter. Might shoot them with their penises at other
Disney.
I'm sorry.
Ducks are weird. Why are we still talking about duck dicks? Anyway,
I'm sorry. The worst way to die is like on American Gods when she was fucking the guy and then her pussy absorbed the guy.
What do you mean? That's the best way to die. That's the
absolute best way to die.
And I can tell you why. Because he was in orgasm, perpetually orgasming. Like in a state of orgasm forever. Why would you not want to die like that?
Don't let me release.
I don't let me release,
and then you dicing my whole body up into your body.
She put inside
of her vagina, and then while they were in there, they were orgasming consistently. That's beautiful.
What is it?
I need a break. Can I break from the orgasm?
No break.
What is this that y'all talking about?
American Gods.
The bull was hitting, and then he was a goddess. No, it was a show on Stars. And then she climaxed and absorbed the guy into her pussy, and then he's just dead forever, and her pussy just like.
Always coming forever.
Did his body?
He's just coming forever.
Yeah, he got bigger.
Yeah.
And she just pushed him inside. And inside of her pussy is like a whole universe. And he was just floating in the universe. Yeah. Orgasming.
Yeah. I feel like that's a great way to die.
So, what? Yeah.
Listen, Cam, because you set Royal off, now it's her turn to go.
we paid him to leave.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, as y'all can see, dying is that's my ideal way. I thought about this. Not in a horror movie sense, but we'll get to it. So if I was in a horror movie, I would want to be like, I have one. What did I think about? Oh, The Cell. Have y'all seen The Cell? It's an older movie.
Oh, it's an older movie.
With Jennifer Lopez.
I think I would like something like that. Like, in my head, some type of alternate universe, if you're going to kill me there. But he wanted her to stay there. He wanted her to live there and just do whatever with her. So I feel like I could be okay with that kind of situation.
Just for the rest of your life just being tortured into sex.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah, that's what that movie's about? I need to watch that movie.
I remember the just living in a chest.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, I think that would work for me. But... as just far as like dying during sex, man, just choke me up, fuck me. It's just, you know, real good. I think I could die like that. For real. Understand how people like die from sexual asphyxiation? Because I like to be choked and shit like that. And sometimes I'd be like, you know, air just is not that important anymore.
Air is not necessary.
I know that I can't breathe. I know that my vision is getting a little fuzzy, it's getting dark, but I really don't want it to stop. So I can understand how somebody might die like that, and I think that's the way I'm going to go. I'm going to plan it out.
I,
maybe like 60 years from now.
I think when she's getting choked up, the screen turns red and you hear the continue sign. It goes to countdown, and right. She's figuring out she wants to put the two quarters in.
Maybe
I should just
maybe I'll put the two quarters in, but I think I'm gonna
She waits on one and put the two quarters. Like, yeah, I want to continue with life.
That's exactly what the fuck I'd be doing. I'd be like, can I make it? Can I if I wait just a little while longer, will I die or no? Like, okay, I think I'm really about to die right now. Now I think about it. I got kids. Do I want to leave them? All right. Stop.
But what if they hold
life insurance policy, just in quotes, self-asphyxiation. But you ain't getting no bread.
Right.
You're right. I do have to do that, don't I? Yes, that's important. That's very important. Because that's how I'm going.
Covering that shit.
Though. Exactly. If you hear that like that, know that it was great. Don't cry for me. I'm happy.
Don't cry for me.
She got a smile. Throw a party. As a matter of fact, throw a party because I pulled that shit off. Throw a party.
Don't cry for her. She got smutted out in the best way. okay.
She went out exactly how she wanted.
All right. So
right.
Kittens, what deep thoughts do you have over there? Because you look like you were contemplating.
What? No, she looked high.
It's like she was processing all the shit.
She was. It was like little circles. Little circles just going round and round.
I'm just floating among the cosmos, yo.
She like, maybe I'll try that when I get home.
Are you about to try that when you get home?
I'm high as shit, too.
Try to die and then come back to life, put the two quarters in?
Before we die. You
ain't gonna put the two quarters in?
I don't need to feel an orgasm and death at the same time. I can say no.
Wait, that might be a crazy fucking experience, though.
Exactly.
But you put the two quarters in and you remember that nut was the best nut you ever had in your life.
The fucking Grim Reaper knocking on that door like, let's go, nigga.
Wait, that ass here, girl. You've been talking shit for a minute now.
Put some underwear on.
Ain't nobody trying to see all that.
Nah, just go put that nigga hoodie on. Let's go. You've been teasing me for too long. It's time to take you to
the house. That's a fucking horror movie. Don't
it's time to take you to the upper room.
Five times this week. I'm sick of it.
That's movie right there in his own. All right. I think, Cam, you did mention something, but do you got another one that you want to finish it off with? Because you the last one, basically.
Oh, well, I said the mermaid sex, because you call down there and it's no sex at all. So it's just like you get whatever ravaged down there and eaten by those people down there. So it's not good at all. So that's probably the worst way to die, because you don't get your dick wet at all.
I mean, but the best way is wet by the water.
Yeah, I don't want sea salt. I want pussy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want sea salt. But I think the best way to go would probably be what that chick species or whatever. I think she satisfied her mate.
Species, that's right. That's not a bad way to go.
I think she satisfied her mate before she assimilated them. You know,
she did.
What happened in that one? Because I was thinking of splice.
Splice.
That's what I was trying to remember. Splice, but species. Mm-hmm. She would have sex with them so that I guess she could get pregnant.
Yeah.
And she killed them. Yeah. She killed them like during or after some shit like that.
Yeah, she's on some praying mantis shit. So it just like,
she's fucking the dude and the girl.
She would definitely.
But splice was freaky too.
I remember that was interesting. I love how straight to the point we are. She's like, you trying to get your dick wet?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's like that famous line, and don't be a menace. Get to the fucking part. Like, that's all. Just get
to Do you have to ask?
God damn.
Are we on the same page?
She said she never seen Don't Be a Menace. Ooh.
What?
Who didn't see that? Oh, yeah.
Even I seen that.
Oh, I did see Light It Up, though.
What?
Yeah.
That's not even a cult classic.
I've never heard of that.
It's a black movie.
What are you talking about?
As long as there's black people in it, I've seen something.
It was a drama. All black drama is iconic.
But don't
is it iconic to you or to the community?
I feel like she missed setting off when she said light it up. That's what I think.
Set it off.
I think I was set it off.
You missed set it off?
I've seen set it off.
With Usher?
Are you talking about set it off?
She said the movie he be dancing.
In front of a bus. They want better rights and a better high school and blah 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 blah. And I'm sorry, can nobody hear me?
No, it gets.
I mean, we can hear you.
I just didn't know what you're talking
about. Well, now I can't hear you.
I'm trying to figure this DC classic she's talking about.
Rubbing it like a dick, yo.
Sorry. Stroking. Be nice to it.
That's going on YouTube. That's a clip right there.
Said, this thing is huge. Just start rubbing it.
Okay. So.
Rub it again.
Okay. Yeah. So light it up. They were protesting because they want a better school.
I remember lighting it up.
They had an injured cop up and they were hiding and shit. And then students started dying off and shit because the cops were like, fuck this, give us our cop back and shit. It was crazy.
Usher was in that movie. I remember that. I remember what she's talking about.
Usher was in that movie.
Usher played in a lot of early 2000s movies. He played in a movie where it was like, didn't he get taken over by like this them thing, Slithers?
Faculty.
Faculty.
Yes. Yeah. That emo guy, Josh Hartnett. Oh.
All right, so kittens, because you didn't have your turn, I didn't notice that.
Oh, I think the best way to die is vampire.
Hey, boss lady.
He's legit giving me the lady, which is going to bite me, kill me. But it's going to be like an ecstasy feeling. Like when a spider eats its prey, it actually feels like sort of happiness.
Wow. So she wants to die by a vampire.
Okay. I mean, that's ironically the next question. What horror movie villain would she want to do, you know?
That was
Are we doing that question?
Answer.
What horror movie villain would you want to have sex with?
Ew.
This is a small, tiny question. That was added to there. What horror villain that you would want to have sex with? Just
not
one.
Freddy Krueger.
I mean, hey.
Tear my puss up.
Hey.
Pyramid Head.
I don't want to be quick and say.
That's right. You did say Pyramid Head in the thing. Yeah.
Oh,
the body yada is everything. Whoa,
strongest shit with that carry that sword.
But this is more of a metal killer.
They got the Buster sword from Final Fantasy VII.
I like that he's strong.
Well, of course, mine will be who you are, Pinky. Yeah, until the last part when she turned into that big ass monstrous thing. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. He's R. Kelly
for Halloween. Who do I look up like that, y'all?
You're missing. If you just play the clip, I'm just going to be Kels.
Factory braids.
Cam, put your
I'm fighting for my fucking life here. What you talking
about? Right, y'all, he definitely can. All right, listen. Pinky, who would you have sex with? I bought mine.
I already told you, Pyramid Head. I'm strong.
Okay, Sugar. Who would you have?
What is the question? What is a Pyramid Head?
What villain? Any movie would you have sex with?
Oh wait, come back to me. I will have one.
Royal.
Eddie Murphy and Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh my god. You the fuck out of Jericho. She want that shit dripping on her. Like, yo, that shit funny.
I don't know anybody else I want to have sex with.
She wanna be Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Give me that.
Or the chick that got killed. She got banged and then killed. Like, you know.
Hey, yeah. I'll take that too.
Hey, facts. All right, Cardi, who you like? And
I was gonna say Queen of the Damn.
Huh?
Queen of the Damn.
Akasha?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's Lee. I got you. Good one. Because I probably pick it just for that reason too.
Oh, the same movie.
What?
What'd she say?
So she said she'll do the chick that was also recruiting the damn her sister.
Oh. Nice. I never seen that movie.
You haven't? You gotta watch it. It's on Hulu right now.
She said
it is. I don't remember.
It's Royal. Look at that. Royal got that compliment going.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
All right, so every, Cam, who you got, Cam?
I will take. I'll take Salma Hayek and what's that one movie? Dawn, Dust Till Dawn.
She's bad as shit.
But she ain't faced the whole video. She wasn't that good.
She was.
That wasn't. She wasn't. What do you mean? She was part of vampires in the bar.
She was the sexiest fucking vampire.
Sexiest one on all.
Salma Hayek got titties that won't quit.
Damn, Joel
oh my god.
Chilling. Damn. Go ahead, Kim.
I know, I was just saying nobody want that.
Villain killers. We need more of those. We need more female villains.
Femfatiles.
Yeah.
More femfatiles.
You got plenty of them. You got Splice, you got Species, you got we got a bunch of them.
And she turned into a and then she impregnated somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Hey.
That's the same thing.
Right. And you got a chick from the ring too. Whatever that was.
Ain't no one knocking that off.
Hey look, she got that mystery hair right there. You don't know.
She looked like she smelled like well water.
Hey man.
Michigan.
She definitely smells like well water.
Damn. She about to give you that well water.
But again, that's special. Yeah, that's fucked up. All right, so I want to add this in this real quick because I know we basically done for today. I got a little bonus question I want to know. Oh, Sugar, you got something?
Was the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman, was she bad?
Yes.
Yes.
No. That's a good pick.
She's still bold. So, yeah, that counts.
In that outfit.
And scratch my head.
Where does like cutting a little hole in the-
Got you. Yeah. All right, so here's my bonus question. What Disney character that's a good guy, whatever case is, that you would love to see evil?
A Disney or a good guy would like to be evil?
Disney character.
Kovu.
That's a sexy good person lion. That you would love to see evil.
I mean, Kovu had a moment where he was kind of evil before he got on board with being good.
He's sexy.
I would like to see Mufasa and see how that played out.
It's a good one.
Like, yeah, instead of, you know, dying, he had a grip on the whole pride. It's like, mm-hmm. Like
yeah, that is a good one.
And pimp out them damn lions.
I mean, he was doing that already. yeah. I say Li Shang.
Okay. Oh, yes. That Li would Shang be nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch,
he was talking about it.
Evil Pocahontas, yeah. Make the movie right now.
Who?
Evil Pocahontas?
Evil Pocahontas. She's just killing white people.
Damn.
Evil
Pocahontas going around killing people.
Instead of her defending him, she stones him in the head. That's crazy.
Kill that bitch.
Right, kill him.
Right.
Okay. It'll be historically accurate, or at least close to historically accurate at that point.
Royal, what you thinking, Royal?
That's a good one. I really want to see that.
I'm gonna go with what the fuck is her name? I don't know her name. On Wreck-It Ralph, the princess.
The candy queen,
the candy girl. Yeah. I would like her to go evil. I feel like she would get into some mischief. Penelope, yes. Nice. Let's make Penelope evil.
On your ass.
Just a little bonus question, Cam. What you got, Cam?
I'll give it to Aladdin for Street Rat, the Pimpanese host.
Wow. Okay. I like that. All right, I'm going to add to that with Aladdin. I would love to see the genie be evil. We got a taste of it with Scar, but he ain't do it. Not Scar, fucking name. Jafar.
Jafar.
Everybody but the nigga. Anyway, Jafar is goofy ass.
Did he get turned evil in the movie?
No, it was Jafar. He got turned into a red one.
I mean,
that's
an
evil.
Give me the lamp.
He made him, he tried to turn me into an all-powerful genie, but he was already an evil person. But imagine if the genie was evil from the start and was able to be free. Imagine
that's the next movie. Jafar is in the lamp.
Yeah, but no, Jafar is the genie. What are you talking about? You can leave it.
Then he
turned
into the second movie.
Give me the lamp.
That's all I'm saying. He turned evil in the second movie, didn't he?
And tries to kill people instead of trying
oh,
to
like being siren, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, she starts sneaking. Little Mermaid. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. And she actually starts acting like what she's supposed to be.
You said Belle, she was evil?
And she just kind
of just scared the beast and shit.
Right, she throw books at you. She's going to beat you with a book.
Now, what if Sleeping Beauty was evil and she was really sleek because she wanted niggas to poison people?
I don't even think she had
words
in that goddamn movie.
She was like poisonous. She didn't tell
about it. Evil Sleeping Beauty
work. She just poisoned her. She just
put niggas in predicaments in Law and Order. Just like, oh, you tried to.
Yo, we gotta end the show. That shit just ended it right there, yo.
What do you mean?
Law and Order situation. No, that's fire.
What was that movie called?
What?
What?
The movie where the woman had teeth in her fucking pussy.
Teeth?
It was called Teeth.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know what the fuck.
It could have been that simple.
You would want to have sex with her?
Why would I?
What are we talking about?
You just sacrificing your dick.
Look, he don't think about it. Too. Like, I'm like,
you ain't having no kids.
I mean, but it might work. Shit, just nibble. Just you. Just tell him like, yo, just a little fucking bit.
That's no white being an animal.
I don't want to feel that shit. Just no white anyway. So
evil Hercules.
You are just terrorizing everybody.
That motherfucker would just be Zeus. That's all it is.
You just got a war plot right there.
Right. So everyone, thank y'all for joining us. This was a very short episode. Actually, it really ain't that short because we almost still there. It's like 20 minutes away, but we are going to be cutting it short now. Thank Metro Esports for allowing us to use this room. That was very, very chill and nice of them. We was out here having fun, but we had to do this show. It had to be. This shit was fire because it's Sunday and it's Halloween, and I'm hotter than a motherfucker in this mask right now.
I'm
not taking it off.
It probably smells like balls in there.
In my face? God damn. She said I smell like balls in my face. That anyway, so it damn sure don't smell like balls in here.
You've been doing, Mike. Why
are
your face smelling like balls?
I don't know. If it's titty balls, that might be a different situation. Balls? No.
Titty balls?
Titty balls.
I never heard of a titty ball.
This is a Philly thing. Anyway.
Oh,
excuse me. See you, Rockstar. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Anyway, like I said, thank y'all for coming out. I'm going to let everybody do the tag handles and stuff like that. We're going to start to my left, Pinky Senpai. Where can they find you?
Y'all can find me at pinkdreams_senpai on Instagram and TikTok. Find me in the comments on Blade Approved Entertainment's pages. If you look for my face, you will find me. I don't ever say my actual name, but it's there.
You're gonna find it once you see it. Like, oh, that's her. Yep, that's her. All right. Royal Gem. I don't know where they can find you.
You can find me at The Royal Gem on pretty much everything. Facebook, Instagram, wherever people are relevant, I guess. Oh, and Thy Royal Gymnast.
I was about to say, what about the Thy Royal?
Yes, Thy Royal Gymnast. Thy. That is my other Facebook page dedicated to Bay Chan and other raunchy materials. So if you like to get nasty, then follow me there.
You will catch a butt cheek. I'm telling you that. Anyway,
you will. You catch a couple things. You might catch a butt cheek tonight if you wait.
Listen.
Wait for it.
Jesus. That's what we're going to say, Jesus.
Yeah, he was waiting for it.
So the naughty nun that kills people when playing with blades and knives. If I see real blood going on right now, then I know something just went completely wrong. Like, anyway, so Sugar, where can they find you?
Facebook, Sugar Shay, Instagram, if you want to be happy, be. And then on WAP Wednesdays.
WAP, WAP, WAP. To that WAPy WAP. They like that wet ass. Anyway, Cardi.
Boss lady.
Cardi, where can they find you, Cardi?
So they can find me at the Cardi Spence on IG. All the good memes and freaky shit, just like Rumble said, but I ain't showing no butt cheeks. So.
You got your business. As long as you
not yet.
What about your business, my brother?
Only fans will pop off.
You say like only fans. Wow. what about your business? You got you said that?
Oh, sure, yeah. At Cardi Solutions, we're not doing IT firewall installations and all that good stuff.
Nice, nice. All right, cool. All right. Kittens.
What the hell? Here.
She's done, y'all. She said here. That's it. Kittens89 on Instagram. And I'm not doing what you did last week. Gave her a whole government last week. Was like, duh. I was like, y'all, what are you doing? Like, you just gave it a whole government out on live. Like, damn. I'm talking about the first name, the last name, and then the married last name. I know. They can find you some type of way. Look, she and Blurred Approved Entertainment's page. If you see her, she there. Anyway, what our special guest, even though Shay is a part of WAP Wednesday, WAP, whatever. WAP Wednesday.
What WAP?
What they WAPy WAP? Amazing Spider Cam, thanks for joining us. But let them know where they can find you, brother.
Of course, the Amazing Spider Cam, aka Mr. AKA, just like just Blurred Entertainment. You know, you'll see me on there. You'll see me on Blur Cartel on Facebook. It's the Rolex. It's the limousine riding, Rolex wearing, kiss stealing, and all the ladies.
What the fuck, y'all?
You're not gonna get a bad, man.
Hey, yo,
what
the fuck was that?
Yo. Yo, right. He introduced y'all to Space Mountain. That's what that was.
It's a lot easier jumping off than it is jumping off.
He said, don't trip. You won't choke on this.
Oh man,
my eye is switching. Y'all, I think we got to go.
Definitely get the chance to check that out. They talk about everything from anime to what else? Anime and
current events.
Current events, yeah. That's one of our top shows on here. So they, you know, they do their thing. I want to join y'all one day. That should be fun as hell.
Join us.
All right, cool. Let me know. But I'm Mike Hennessy, 215, your host and moderator. You can find me here on welcome to the page. You can find me on here.
You about to faint.
Yeah, he was drinking too. You know what I mean? You can find us here. Find me on here, Bird Approved Entertainment, Mike Hennessy, 215, on Instagram, Mike Hennessy, 215, on everything damn near, Mike Hennessy, 215. I had to change every goddamn thing. Make sure that you can also check me in the Amazing Spider Cam out on HNIC's, Dark Match. We talk everything wrestling. Have some fun with us doing that. That shit is fire. You know, we make some things happen. But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, man, because I'm fucking hot. Kittens took her headphones off, turned the whole thing off. She said, fuck this, I'm out. But I have fun with everybody. Y'all, we will not be live Tuesday. So no. Don't expect us Tuesday. We will be
taking a hard break on Tuesday.
Yeah. That's I'm probably gonna start prepping for Tuesday and be like, oh shit, it ain't no show. Oh shit, we got a
wait,
got the legs, man.
Oh, give
a second, I can't hear y'all. Hold up.
Oh,
yeah, we just saw the cat calls.
Oh, we ain't know. Don't worry about it. Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. You good?
Hootie hoo.
We ain't said that. You know, you good. You know, you got a little, you know, sneak peek of the little Royal Gem.
The Yami.
Listen, you got to do something for Tucson. Anyway.
Oh, somebody said Tucson? I'm guessing to something. I'm gonna do something.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, okay, so
anyway, y'all. I have fun with everybody. This was fun, y'all.
We'll be back the second week of November. So
yeah,
November 9th, we'll be back.
November 9th. November 2nd. God damn.
It's a whole week.
All right. Just you can do our exit.
Everybody, leaving. They're playing sex. Well, skydiving sex. It's out there. Stay informed. Educate yourself.
You should hold responsibly.
Hold responsibly.
Bye.
There
you go. Bye, everybody. I got to find it. I am.